So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Snap to Mahomes, back to throw on 2nd and 10. He looks, he double clutches, he throws, he's bobbled. It is intercepted, maybe. Looking for a signal, I think the Texans picked it off. Azeez Al-Shaair intercepted it off the deflection. And the Texans have their third takeaway of the game.
Thank you to Westwood One. That went off of Travis Kelce. All the Kansas City Stars falling short last night, and it looks like their playoff run will end. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. They're not 100% dead yet, Pearl, but Kansas City needs everything in the world now to suddenly go right. And I just don't see that happening, especially after last night. They were in this game. I mean, was either offense actually in this game in the first half? Nobody could move the ball on these defenses, and you're just so used to the Chiefs winning these ones, but not this season.
Oh, I mean, everything is 3 inches off. Even if they were mathematically alive, and I'm sure you'll give us a percentage later, they lost a tiebreaker to the Houston Texans last night. They already lost a tiebreaker to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who they lost to earlier in the season. I don't see any mathematically alive unless somehow there is something totally insane that happens. So it's over. I think we're ready to talk about next steps for this Chiefs dynasty.
Yeah, I thought about Andy Reid's future. I'm not going to lie. Crossed my mind. Well, it's funny because last night on the broadcast, so Houston wins 20-10. By the way, we will get to the college football playoff. EJ's in his Miami jersey. We're going to talk about Notre Dame getting oopsie-dooped. Do not worry. Should Alabama be in this bracket? We will get to it, I promise. We just want to react off of the last thing we saw last night quickly because it's the Chiefs. So one thing that I was thinking about, first of all, I thought it was very overblown in the game last night when there was a 4th and 1. Okay, granted, it's a long one at the Chiefs' own 31-yard line. Right. And the Chiefs went for it in a tie game.
Yep.
I did not think that was Andy Reid, embarrassing play call, losing the game, trying to make the offense a thing when the defense was actually leading the way. It's not like it was 4th and 6.
Well, America is not with you on that one.
I know.
He's getting destroyed.
I get it.
Everywhere and anywhere.
Guys, Rashee Rice drops. Patrick Mahomes getting pressure. Patrick Mahomes on a bad knee. All those things to me were so much of a bigger deal throughout the game than this one call from Andy Reid. And I understand that the Texans scored on the ensuing drive. I'm not a dummy. I just don't see how you have a team that went to 5 Super Bowls, 1-3, has the greatest quarterback ever. And I always say play the game you're in. But, Pearl, it was 4th and 1 yard. We're not talking about some insurmountable thing here.
I'm with you, kind of. I think the reaction to this is maybe a little bit overstated. But the reality was it was freezing cold there. The Chiefs defense was on fire there.
Chris Jones
was back.
He's so good.
So they should have punted. Absolutely should have punted. He wasn't playing the game he was in. He admitted after the game, he's like, wow, I really screwed that up. So basically,
that's the
game,
reason why they lost. Like, there's a lot of reasons. The stars for Kansas City did not show last night on offense.
Poor Rashee Rice almost got murdered on a play. I think he was not the same after that hit.
Yeah, by the way, no blue medal. This dude got blown up in. His body, end over end.
I don't even know what happened to his body. It was unfortunately, and I'm not making light, it's like a car wreck. How bad his body just contorted after he got hit on this floater from Mahomes, and I think it was Jalen Petrie hit him.
I mean, where's the independent neurologist person on that one? Did he even go to the medical
center? I don't know if it was his head or his body, but you could definitely, he had a big drop later that I would attribute exactly to that play. I mean, Rashee Rice is a tough guy, and he's a good wide receiver. So that's the thing. The Chiefs are, I am of the camp that they're just a little bit off. Like the field goal hits the doinks in, doinks out. Kareem Hunt, who never really drops a fourth down play or third down play, just drops a little pass. It was a beautifully designed play. Just a little bit off. Travis Kelce, as we heard in the highlight, drops a ball and it's an interception. There's just little things that have stacked up. But the other bottom line is they're two plays in, their tackle goes out. Yep. What are we doing here? Their offensive line is a disaster. So there's a lot a lot of blame to go around. Now, you said something interesting. You think Andy Reid might be getting near the end in the sense, not because he's lost his skill, but he's in his late 60s. Do you think he's going to stick around here?
It crossed my mind. Now, listen, Andy Reid is a lifer. Like, remember the story, and I'm not trying to make light of this at all because God knows there's nothing to joke about with this. But do you remember with the story when he's sitting in his office and someone shot bullets into the office? We never knew. Did he actually stop working? He might have just stuck around and kept grinding film. This dude is football and football only. So in some ways, I kind of feel like he might coach into like 70s, mid 70s. Like,
well, most coaches do actually. Belichick, same way.
He's not going into TV. You know, it's not going to be something like that. So I guess not. But the idea that, you know, this is the end of an amazing run. I mean, they've made the playoffs every single year since Patrick Mahomes has been drafted. He actually turned things around with Alex Smith all those years back, even before that. And, you know, but it just feels like a benchmark, I don't know, something where you have this amazing run and now it's going to be coming to an end. You mentioned the playoff simulator. I'm a little obsessed with it. 16% chance to make the playoffs now if you're Kansas City.
Really?
It's over.
I feel like that number is too high because that would need to do that. I think the Texans would have to lose to the Raiders or some crazy. There would have to be some crazy, crazy results for that to actually happen. I could buy the Chiefs winning four games. They should have won last night.
You're saying 84% chance out and you like that odds? No.
No, I think it's closer to 2 or 3%. Because honestly, you need the Jags to fall apart. The Colts, I give you the Colts could lose out. That's easy.
Well, the Colts had some major issues.
You have the Jags, the Texans, the Bills, and the Chargers. It's going to be hard for all those teams to implode.
Yeah, so they play the Chargers next week. But even if they win, it just goes up to 25% chance. But meanwhile, yes, the Kansas City, basically the only tiebreaker they have is against the Colts. And the Colts quarterback, who already was playing on a broken bone in his fibula, Daniel Jones, is now out for the year with an Achilles, and who knows if that puts next season also in jeopardy for Daniel Jones. So it's like the last team you want to have the tiebreaker over is the Colts, because it doesn't, to be honest, I think the Texans are winning the division.
I think that Jags might.
Well, the Jags are in first place right now, no doubt. But I think the Texans, they've won five in a row. We talked a lot about the Chiefs. Let's talk about the team that won last night. They've won five straight. They now have an 87% chance to make the playoffs. This is all after they started 0-3.
66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3% chance of winning.
The problem is the offense, like, it has moments. It certainly has moments, but it's not nearly consistent enough yet. But their defense is so good, Pearl. May not matter.
And
I don't trust the Jags. Like, I don't trust them as an organization. I don't know if I trust them now. Big win yesterday, but the Colts never win at Jacksonville, and the quarterback got hurt.
I mean, honestly, most likely both teams are making the playoffs, and we're talking about positioning, really, more than anything. I think the Jags could easily win this. I think they're going to have the tie. Oh, no, they're right about the same. They have the same divisional record and conference record, but the Jags do not have a hard schedule. So either way, both teams are going to beat the Chiefs. I don't know where this 16% comes from. I feel like you're giving false hope to the Chiefs.
No, they know what's going on.
The Texans are obviously, I think they're a pretty good team because their defense is crazy good. That was a perfect scenario for Houston. Just a really, really cold game where the receivers were having trouble holding onto the ball. And then the Chiefs lose an offensive lineman. I mean, it was tailor-made for Houston to run them, and still Kansas City should have won. There were so many plays. In the second half, you just felt, okay, this is where Kansas City takes over. Okay, this is where Kansas City takes over. Okay. And then it's not happening this year. It's the same story all year long.
Yeah, any of the multitude of three and outs that the Chiefs defense forced to begin the second half would have been a good time. What, at one point, Kansas City was set up at the 50. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. End of a mini era here with Kansas City.
Oh, they'll be back.
No, they're going to be back, but it's weird when you have, you know, Mahomes is mostly healthy. This was Kelsey's probably last ride. That would probably be the biggest change.
I'm not sure Mahomes is really healthy. He's got some issues. Yeah.
He popped up on the injury report this week. But, you know, he's not like out for the year.
Right.
And they don't make the playoffs. It's
well, I mean, here's the thing. If it is over for this year, they have to right now, December 8th, start working on the offensive line for next year and do not relent until you fix that thing.
I agree with you. All right, you're welcome to weigh in on anything NFL related. We'll get to the Steelers' big win in Baltimore. We will get to the Packers finishing off the Bears in what was a final play for Chicago, Pearl, that we have a lot of questions about with Caleb Williams and in Cleveland. Boy, do they know the assignment. We'll get to that. But meanwhile, congratulations to our very own EJ Stewart. I'll tell you what, EJ, you worked hard out there and your Miami Hurricanes got into the college football playoff. We got the announcement at noon, right before the games started, the NFL games, Pearl. And I was stunned. We all know the story now. Notre Dame, that had been ranked higher than Miami all year long by the committee, or not all year, since they started doing these rankings in November. Consistently, Notre Dame was ahead of Miami, even though Miami won the head-to-head. You had people screaming from the hills, how is this possible? How is this possible? Booger McFarland, I thought, did a great job of trying to explain this, which he said that week-to-week is a beauty contest, and at the end of the season, it's full resumes. That's a great way to explain it.
No, it's not.
But it still is not going to make a Notre Dame fan feel any better about what happened. So now Notre Dame's taking their ball and going home. They're not even going to participate in a bowl game. Is Marcus Freeman going to leave for the New York Giants? We have no idea. All of that is now on the table, Pearl, because the committee flip-flopped in the last moment when BYU lost. They dropped BYU. And that put Miami and Notre Dame back-to-back in the rankings, and that's when they finally had to acknowledge head-to-head.
I hear what the words you're saying are funny, but it's like you're saying Booger makes a good argument. No, there's no rhyme or reason here. There's no full resume. That's garbage. This is like a four-year-old making a decision. That's like saying, oh, that toddler's art is Picasso. What are you talking about, full resume? They just made a random decision, and I don't know why. There's no end or if or whatever, like I have no idea why they did this. I think people are trying to like break it down in logical reasons. It's just a waste of energy.
There's so much weird stuff to me that happened with these final rankings. Notre Dame and Miami flip-flopping is just the appetizer here. And I think one of the reasons why they did it, I think this is what the committee was ultimately weighing. Forget the resume stuff. Perloff's right. I mean, what am I, a rube? What, I just get off the bus?
Yeah, like a logical reason. You're right.
Forget logic. I think this is what it came down to when you come to Notre Dame and Miami and why they flip-flop. Notre Dame's out, Miami's in. It came down to, are we going to embarrass the ACC by not putting a team in with a power four because
Duke won.
UVA lost to Duke in overtime in the ACC. So was it, are we going to embarrass the ACC? And Jim Phillips, for I think as bad as a commissioner as he's been, I still think he has some power in that in the college football. So are we going to embarrass a power four and leave them out completely? Or are we going to turn our back on the biggest national brand that exists in college football?
Well, Alabama gets massive ratings, but yes,
sure,
go ahead.
But like, there's one team that has a standalone network.
Yeah.
That, you know, I think there are more Notre Dame fans throughout the world than probably any other college football team ever.
Notre Dame, Alabama won the ratings every week this year.
Sure.
But yeah, they're like the Chiefs or the Eagles. I mean, or the Cowboys, but go ahead.
Yeah, so 1-1A, whatever you want to say. The tradition, all of that stuff of Notre Dame. And I think that's what it came down to. And they said, listen, while we have these conferences in a Power Four and Notre Dame is independent, we cannot turn our back completely on one of our own.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's That's good. What about the alternative theory that ESPN runs this thing and they were screwing Notre Dame because Notre Dame is so adamant to stick with NBC?
I'm up for anything. I'm open
and
to it.
Also, one more thing, too. They couldn't screw Alabama over because they're already screwing over Vanderbilt of Texas, who would be 28-point favorites over a couple teams in this field. So I think there was like they made an enemy of Greg Sankey, but they don't want to make a full enemy of the SEC. I think there was a lot going on. They couldn't drop Alabama out. That would have been a political move too far.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. You drop Notre Dame.
Yeah, but they were already killing the SEC in this thing.
How'd they kill the SEC? They got
because
five
Vanderbilt
teams
and Texas are good enough to be in there.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing. Okay, hold on one second. Let's talk about Alabama for a minute. I know we have a lot of fans in the South and who are going to be interested in this. Alabama not only lost their opener in a stinker, Alabama has now lost two of the last three SEC games that they've played, and that Auburn Iron Bowl that they won came down to the final minutes of the fourth quarter against a bad team.
Right.
So here's what I'm saying. I'll acknowledge this. College football in this era has a conference championship problem. No one knows what the heck to do with any of these. Why did every other team who lost in the conference championship drop at least one spot except for Alabama? They got smoked in that game. Now, they had already beaten Georgia once in Georgia. Maybe the best win that any team had all season long. I'm not hating on Bama. I'm just wondering why is it so different for them than every other team when they also have a bad loss to start the season, just like Notre Dame did. And Notre Dame's actually playing well at the end of the year, whereas Alabama, a little bit dicey at the end of the year. Lost to Oklahoma, needed every second against Auburn, and then just lost in the SEC championship game.
Yeah,
lost badly. I mean, that was not a game.
I would argue their bigger forces at work here, too. Because if they, you know, they left out Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina last year. If they left out Alabama, Vanderbilt, and Texas this year, the CFP people, they do have jobs. Like, they got to worry about the SEC breaking off. Like, that would be... That'd be
so extreme, though, Pearl. Do you really think that would happen?
I think we are in extreme times. I mean, you saw Notre Dame say no to the bowl. I think Texas is still probably considering canceling Ohio State next year on Fox. We'll see. Like, this is not just as simple as, like, who is betting better football. Like, this is a time of complete change in college football. And there's a chance, if you keep screwing around, the SEC will say, well, we're going to take our ball and go away. Like, I don't think they were going to leave Alabama out. That would have had massive political ramifications.
Wait, but hold on one second. First of all, it's massive political ramifications to leave Notre Dame out.
Yeah, but that's just NBC. Like, there's much bigger things going on with the entire SEC. You're talking about major, major program after program. You're talking about one network and one team.
No. What I'm talking about is the SEC and the Big Ten already acknowledge, like, they are going to run this thing starting next year. Right now they can, after this year, there's like, they can start making unilateral decisions between the two conferences, and basically they run the entire thing.
Yeah, but that's just the beginning. They could actually even take it further and really destroy the entire structure of the entire thing if they wanted to. I mean, we'll probably go to 16 next year and everyone will be okay, but I don't think that leaving Alabama out of this was something that the college football world wanted to do.
Well, I think that it would have been, this was the whole thing. Leaving any of these Power Five out when James Madison and Tulane both got in. Guys, I told you this last week. I thought this was setting up for fan outrage to grease the skids for expansion because people are looking at James Madison and Tulane. They're looking at Notre Dame getting left out and saying, how could this happen? We need more teams. We need a bigger bracket. And that's exactly what they're going to go to.
Well, they didn't do that because of that. They were going to do a bigger bracket anyway.
Maybe. I don't know. They haven't voted on it yet. They keep pushing back the deadline and pushing it back. And now the ACC's outraged. And now, the SEC's outraged. And you're going to have all the Notre Dame fans who are going to be ticked off. And it's just, this thing's going to get bigger and more bloated and more bloated until finally, well, we all know what's going to happen. The regular season's going to be ultimately meaningless.
Well, it's gonna
and
go
it's
to
all going to be about the playoff.
I don't think so. I think 16 is totally fine. You think, okay, let me just do this with me. If Alabama wasn't in today, do you think that we would be talking and Notre Dame was in? Don't you think there would be an SEC problem?
They still have four teams in, more than any other conference.
Okay, I think it'd be a massive problem because you're going to see Ty Simpson, Arch Manning, Diego Pavia at home. I think at some point it's going to be like, wait, what's happening here? I think it'd be a big, big problem. And honestly, I don't totally understand the Oklahoma love. Like, does anybody even want to see the Alabama-Oklahoma game?
Well, we just saw it.
I mean, by the way, like, I think the NFL is just laughing. I'm like, oh my God, you've turned what should be must-watch TV into an afterthought of a first round. I don't know how the committee did that on purpose or not, but like, I think those games are mid, except for Miami and Texas A&M. That game is good. The rest of them are like, why would anybody even really want to watch these?
Yeah, so the first opening round games, if you're just getting up to speed, is going to be James Madison, the last team in, traveling to Oregon. Then it'll be Alabama, Oklahoma, in Oklahoma. Tulane, Ole Miss, another repeat of a game we already saw this year. So we got a couple rematches here. Miami, Texas A&M, and that's your first opening round matchups.
Yeah. I get it. I'm happy for you, EJ, but I am a little sad because I love Jeremiah Love.
Jeremiah Love, a lot of SEC love here, a lot of propaganda to start this show.
Well, I mean, it's just a lot of boring teams got through. Let's be honest with you.
Miami's not
one
of those teams.
Beck, ugh.
Oh, have you watched Malachi Toney, who's 18 years old?
He's
been
great.
Beck. Right. Oh, okay. Arch Manning was
10 Diego Pavias over Carson Beck.
I take Malachi Toney on anybody you talked about in those teams that lost, except for Jeremiah Love. Listen, so get out of here with Texas and Vanderbilt.
We're
going
to see Diego Pavia. He'll be in New York at the Heisman. He's going to lose it to Fernando Mendoza, now the big star in college football.
See Love there, too.
And Jeremiah Love will be there also. I'm wondering what people are most ticked off about. Is it about Notre Dame getting snubbed? Is it about two group of five teams getting in? Is it Alabama being in? Again, the sport has a conference championship problem. They don't know what the heck to do, Pearl, with the team that loses the conference championship. Should they be penalized? Should they not be penalized? Hell, Ohio State got penalized. Even they dropped because they lost a close game, an unbelievable Big Ten championship. They dropped. BYU dropped. UVA dropped. Alabama stays. I mean, explain it. You can't. You cannot, unless you're just going with brand. And by the way, I have one other smaller gripe here that I'll get to about seeding. And you know I love our fans in Oregon. Mm. We ride with you guys, Oregon. Perloff and I have both been to Autzen. We love it. But yo, you guys got very lucky here. Why is Oregon ranked fifth right now? Who do they beat? Penn State, who went into free fall, took them two overtimes, and then the team completely cratered. USC? Notre Dame beat USC. Didn't mean anything. You beat Iowa on the road? Iowa, tough place to play. That game was not awesome. And you lost to Indiana at home by 10 points. I just don't see how Oregon gets to five to get a home game against James Madison, which I didn't even check the spread on this game, but it's got to be...
The thing is three touchdowns.
It's 20 and a half.
Yeah, two of the games are... above two touchdowns, right?
Yep. Another one, I think it's 17 and a half. Yeah. 17, Ole Miss, Tulane. They already played, by the way. And Ole Miss blew them out.
I hear you, Maggie, but who are you putting ahead of them that's behind Oregon? Ole Miss without a coach, Texas A&M, who lost to Texas, who people don't respect, Oklahoma, who has kind of been hot and cold, Alabama, Miami. Who is Oregon below? Ole Miss?
Probably Ole Miss.
But, I mean, Ole Miss, I don't know.
Lane's not there, but they got their offensive coordinator who's going to be there. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that'd be the one. Or A&M, I guess. It doesn't really matter. By the way, and I love that. Yeah. That Ohio State loss is nice for Ohio State. You got to coach again after a loss. That was a big deal. I'm all about dropping that meaningless exhibition game to Indiana. People are not thinking next level with these conference championship games. They are fancy exhibition games that have no indication what's going to happen next.
Well, I don't know, because last year every team that got a first round bye got smoked.
So, well, right. That's why Ohio State wants them,
except for Texas, except for Arizona State. They put.
That's what I'm
saying.
I'm psyched that Ohio State lost that game. Honestly, you don't. It's hard to beat a team twice like Indiana. I don't know what that game meant.
It was a fun game for Mendoza, that's for sure. He's something else.
Really?
Yeah. He's got an interesting kind of Kirk Cousins and Tim Tebow had a baby situation going on.
I don't know about him.
It's all
if he goes number one, I
PG.
Think if he goes number one, I'm curious how much excitement there is about that.
I don't know. I think he won over a lot of fans in that Big Ten championship game. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And if you've got Kurt Cignetti's sign off, I mean, that's as good as gold right now, because that guy is the king of the sport. All right, we have so much to do. You guys know the drill on Mondays. If we're not talking about your team, give us a ring. 888-710-4ISN. All the NFL, all the conference championship games, college football rankings. What are you ticked off about? Let us know. What are you excited about? Let us know that too. It's Maggie Perloff.
All right, Maggie, all those sports going on. What is the best way to enjoy them all? It's got to be Prize Picks. And right now, you can keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. All you have to do is simply pick 2 to 6 players, pick more or less on their stat projections, and watch your lineups light up. So many different sports going on right now. And listen, big game for me tonight with the Birds and the Chargers. What's your strategy headed into a busy Monday night?
Okay, well, do you know what Jalen Hurts' passing yards is set at on Prize Picks right now?
Is it double digits instead of triple digits?
Not quite. 191.5.
Okay. That is a little gaudy for my guy.
I'm fading him. I'm going to go less than with Jalen Hurts passing yards. And you know who I'm going to put it together with? How about a little De'Aaron Fox, 23.5 points. San Antonio Spurs playing the Pelicans tonight. See, this is why we love Prize Picks. Coming off a big weekend, let's keep it going. You got Monday Night Football tonight, Perloff's Birds against the Chargers, and then all the NBA, all the hockey, everything is right at your fingertips. All you got to do is download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code M&P. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code M&P on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. All right, Maggie, a lot of controversy about the college football playoff. Ohio State is still favored. They lost a garbage fest to Indiana, 13-10. And it reminded me a lot of last year when they decided to not show up offensively against Michigan and then rolled everybody in the playoff. I am betting on Ohio State because I don't think Indiana is going to be able to beat them twice. Indiana second in odds. That's usually the way it happens. So we'll see what happens here. Then I kind of am just curious about everybody else. That's how I describe the other teams in the field. Then Georgia is obviously a legit team. I have no idea what everyone else is going to do. Any of these teams could run the table or just look terrible in their first game.
I got to be honest. I think this is setting up really well for Oregon. Now, I mentioned I'm surprised they're ranked so high. Does Oregon deserve to be the fifth ranked team in the country? I don't know what in their resume would give you that. But meanwhile, they get an opening round against James Madison, then Texas Tech. And I'm not disrespecting Tech. I know that they're legit. But never been on this stage. And every team that had a bye last year got boat raced except for Arizona State against Texas. So I don't know what's that going to be like. And it's not going to be in Lubbock. It's going to be at a neutral site. It's at the Orange Bowl. Okay.
So say they win that game.
And then you're also in the same side of the bracket as Alabama and Oklahoma and Indiana. And I know Indiana's awesome, but like I'll take that side to me over. I don't want to see Ohio State. I don't want to see Georgia. I think Oregon might have a shot here.
Shot to what? How are they going to beat Ohio State again?
Well, that would be in the championship.
I don't know. That's still, first of all, do not sleep on Texas Tech. That offense, defensive line, whoa.
I know. I'm just going off of, I know it's not a trend because it only happened once, but what we saw last year when these guys got a lot of time to think about it and sit around and, you know, feel awesome about themselves, and they came out and got smacked in the mouth because the team had played the week before. So let's go to the phones. 888-710-4ISN. Tyrone's in Dallas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning. And to my boy EJ, I want to say go Canes. But I want to tell Kansas City fans, I want to tell Kansas City fans, fret not, man. Y'all got the quarterback. All y'all need to do is fix y'all offensive line and go get you an X receiver that's going to catch the passes in the middle of the field, unlike Rice, who dropped a whole bunch of them. And y'all are back home. Your defense good, and you got your quarterback. Line, offensive line, and X receiver. And y'all going to be right back in it next year.
Tyrone, it's so nice of you to feel bad for the Chiefs and be giving advice for the Chiefs. They're going to be okay. This year, terrible, bro. I mean, just disaster.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of work to do here. They have to figure out, hey, you know, who's – because there's, like, old guys. You know, Kelsey can't do this.
Well, Kelsey
much longer.
Should retire, and you know, and Chris Jones took that game over in the second
he's
half.
Getting he's getting old,
still,
too.
But he's still amazing. He was the best thing last night.
But they have to find a sort of a lane to rebuild while still being awesome. That's always kind of hard.
Let's go to Ramon, who's in Indianapolis. Oh, Ramon. Indy was on top of the sports world, and then Daniel Jones goes down.
Daniel Jones went down, but Maggie, he went down about the last 3-4 weeks before going down. And what's so ignorant about, before I get to everything else real quick, is that we gave up 2 picks for Sauce Gardner, which I didn't think, first-round picks. And now we have no quarterback. You're not going to re-sign him with a torn Achilles and give him 35 minutes to injure quarterback. Now we have no one. So we don't have first-round pick. We have no one now. You may be able to get somebody in the second round. I think we have the second-round pick. Maybe able to get somebody there. But we're in bad shape. Bears, Ben Johnson blew that game yesterday. Why do you have 4th-and-1? Run the ball. We just ran the ball down their throat 2 straight drives.
Yep.
Run the ball. And then if you're going to have him go out, why is he going left? Ben Johnson sometimes overthinks himself. As far as Buffalo's concerned, Josh Allen right now is carrying that team. I mean, you can carry a team to win. We've seen it happen. Baltimore got cheated. The Rams are quietly supposed to be the best team, but I want to see them when they get pushed. I think Green Bay can push them. I think Green Bay's better. Even with Michael Parsons, you see those double teams he was commanding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to help out. And then lastly, Maggie, just you got to admit it. Defense is back. Chris Collinsworth admitted it yesterday. With the Patriots, with Houston, and with Denver, defense is back. Watch out. What do you think, Pro Law? Philly's still in it with defense. Are they getting their defense still there? Thank you.
Ramon, thank you very much. A lot to react to there. Go ahead.
Well, Caleb always goes left. He's good because that's the Mahomes 4th-down play where you roll to your left. It's just somehow the Packers had 9 guys right there in front of him. He could have, I think in a normal situation, he would have run for it, but he saw there was a lot of yellow and green right in front of him. That was a messed up play. But, yeah, maybe they should have run it. But at 4th-and-1, when you have a quarterback like that, I think you want the run-pass option. So I'm not going to kill him for the play call.
Caleb Williams run the ball. You needed a yard. We're talking about the last play, the last drive for Chicago.
There were a lot of guys right around that line of scrimmage. That was going to be bang, bang.
No, but he had already. Okay, so we're talking about the final drive for Chicago in the game against Green Bay. It's a back-and-forth game. Chicago comes storming back in the second half, and they are driving to either tie, or if they want to get nuts, they might have gone for two. Maybe they would have won the game. I have no idea. But anyway, they're at a 4th-and-1 near the 10, and Caleb Williams rolls out to his left, tries to go for the end zone shot, does not see DJ Moore, who was open, and does not choose to run the ball. Instead, throws right into Nixon, who comes up with the interception for Green Bay. Game over. And it was an exciting game. I love it. I love now Caleb and Jordan Love are going to be going back and forth in the division for years to come. Like, that's super exciting from the outside with no dog in the fight. But Pearl, I mean, there were multiple options there for Caleb, and he picked the worst one.
I'm not sure. I watched the play again today if he makes it on it with his legs. It would have been real, real interesting. It's not like the Packers weren't aware of that.
No, but he's running to the sideline. There was no one. He had space. He had space.
I watched it again. I'm like, oh, they might have gotten to him. And listen, you're right. He did not see player. I'm not going to kill him for that. I don't think he's very consistent at all, by the way. I think the interesting thing is Ben Johnson there, even more than Caleb Williams. And I want to see Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur go at it because they do not like each other. It was very clear.
Yeah, like the little frosty handshake at the end. A couple frosty handshakes yesterday. That was a little surprised by. And Ramon mentioned Baltimore getting screwed. The Isaiah Likely touchdown. I mean, basically, just the cliff notes here, and Baltimore did not play well yesterday, but they were still in this game, Pearl. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Pittsburgh acknowledged you can actually throw the ball down the field, and they won that game. But what do you have to do to score a touchdown in this dumb league? You got to catch the ball. You got to secure it. Couple steps. You got to Macarena, do the Dougie. And you got to do 5 backflips, and then finally Gene Steratore will come and say, yes, that's a touchdown. I mean, what are we doing here, Pearl?
Is that a bit here?
No, I'm just asking. do you have to do to score a freaking touchdown in this league? Like, what? Isaiah Likely has the ball, making the football moves. He's in the end zone. It gets knocked out at the end. He was in the end zone.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is obviously very catch. What's a catch? What's not a catch? That was obviously a catch. I couldn't believe they overturned that one. And obviously a little bit of thing going on because of Isaiah Likely, what happened last week when he got the ball stripped at the goal line. So, yeah, I don't know. The funny thing is, would they have called it a fumble or an incomplete pass? Like, was that if that happened on the play of the field, they wouldn't have called that a fumble. That's what's amazing to me. They would have called it incomplete. It's really hard to tell in the end zone, but yeah, they screwed him on that one. I think they would have won the game, too, if they'd scored there.
Listen, I mean, Ravens start the season 1-5, so what are you going to do? But they did go on a 5-game winning streak, and they just...
I mean, they always lose to Mike Tomlin. Tomlin has the special sauce on Lamar Jackson, and I wouldn't overrate the meaning of this game personally because I've seen Tomlin beat Lamar a million times and turn around and lose the next game to a bad team. He just knows that team like the back of his hand.
Well, for the Ravens, I mean, it's real, right? Playoff simulator, 30% chance now to make the playoffs. Not where you want to be. Let's get to Andrew Bogut.
Take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning.
That's how we roll around here. What's up, folks?
Your headlines are sponsored by, not me, Prize Picks. I'm Prize Picks. You simply pick 2 to 6 players, choose more or less, and watch your lineups light up like the holidays. Download Prize Picks, use code PRIMETIME.
Don't forget, you know I had 2 sides. Right?
And get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. It has been more than a decade since the Chiefs were under 500 in December, but here they are. 6-7 this morning.
Snap to Mahomes, back to throw on 2nd and 10. He looks, he double clutches, he throws, he's bobbled. It is intercepted, maybe. Looking for a signal. I think the Texans picked it off. Azeez Al-Shaair intercepted it. Off the deflection
of Travis Kelce, 3rd INT on Sunday Night Football for Patrick Mahomes. There were also 2 late debatable failed 4th downs. In this 2010 home loss to the Texans, KC's playoff outlook has gotten very bleak, but...
You can never question the fight of this team, and obviously we're not executing at the right moments, and we're not making those plays, but at the end of the day, you'll never question that.
Even if Mahomes and friends win their final 4 games, they would only have a 52% chance of making the playoffs. The Jets now have a 0% chance to make the postseason, eliminated With yesterday's 34-10 home loss to the Dolphins, they already had the longest playoff drought in our four major leagues. It's now 15 years, but Miami stays alive barely with its fourth win in a row. Mike McDaniel saying something less tedious than usual postgame.
I was happy that I didn't feel, once we got the lead, I didn't feel like they were trying to preserve the lead. They were playing football.
Far fewer ums and uhs and pauses from Mike.
Couple.
After a win. There's a couple. Couple, but far off his normal pace after a loss.
I mean, he had an hour to get his thoughts together on what he was going to say in the postgame. I'm sorry, EJ, but your Jets were not competitive yesterday.
Listen, I already told you guys, there's a pendulum of what kind of fan enjoyment I can have. So, worse the Jets off, better Miami is. This is how this works out.
I didn't even know Brady Cook was on the team.
Oh, I knew, because they were talking about him all week because of Justin Fields being hurt. And Aaron Glenn said, this guy's going to be an NFL quarterback.
He did.
I don't know if it's now.
It's not.
Or when it's going to be. Or when.
I liked him at Mizzou before he
but
hurt.
It'll happen at some point. I'm like, well, he may play this week, so I hope it's this week. It was not.
Yeah. It's not just Notre Dame skipping bowl season. Iowa State and K-State declining all invites after their coaching changes. That'll cost them a $500,000 fine from the Big 12. In the NBA, a DNP for SGA, but another W for OKC.
Left flank Dub crossing over, snaking down the lane to the rim. Thunders down a big right-hand delivery. Oh, Dub, don't be so mean. 19 for him. And OKC with 7:45 left in the third quarter leads it 83-58.
That's Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio. Jalen Williams, 25 points, 8 assists, and a 131-101 roll through Utah last night. The Thunder have now won 15 straight and are 23-1 overall. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander sitting out with a left elbow issue. And the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee has elected Jeff Kent to Cooperstown. He is the home run leader among second basemen.
Whoa.
On the flip side, Clemens, Bonds, Fernando Valenzuela, and Gary Sheffield all appeared on less than 5 of the 16 ballots, so they cannot be considered the next time this committee votes. Their next eligibility comes in 2030, I believe. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks. I just got to update one thing from Brett McMurphy, who's going to join us in the next hour. He's saying 7 teams have now said no thanks to bowls.
So there's one particular game that no one wanted to go to, but Iowa
to play
State,
Georgia Southern.
Yes.
Apparently, they cannot find an opponent right now.
Right,
so.
But Iowa State and Kent and K State were bowl eligible, so they get a Big 12 fine. Baylor was 5-7.
Oh, it's, and they're going to the next tier, and these
so
teams
there, as
are
an alternate,
no.
They're allowed to say no without punishment. Iowa State and K-State backing out of eligibility is why they're getting punished by their league.
It's just crazy because this costs money to send teams to bowl games.
And the band, and you got to pay for tickets. And
they just don't, they'd rather use their money on paying players. I get it.
Sure.
I also thought something interesting. You used to go to the bowl, so you got another few weeks of practice with your team. But now it's like, why are you practicing with these guys? They're going to another team next year.
It's not your team.
Yeah, because the transfer portal, so you're not really practicing with your team. You're practicing maybe with some of the guys, but I don't think that's as valuable.
888-710-4ISN, folks. Thanks so much. You guys know the drill. Mondays, you want to talk about your team and what's going on in your life, give us a call, 888-710-4ISN, and we will try to get to everything under the sun, including the new team to beat in the NFC. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, so much to react to over the weekend, from all the NFL craziness to the college football playoff rankings, snubs for Notre Dame. Alabama gets to stay, even though they lost to Georgia in the SEC championship game. Indiana is your number one seed after beating Ohio State in the Big Ten. And the Miami Hurricanes got in, the only ACC team to get into this bracket, because UVA lost to Duke in overtime in their conference championship game. And there's just carnage everywhere. Meanwhile, Big Friendly wants to talk about Shador Sanders. Good morning, Friendly. How are you?
Good morning, great Mac Ramsey. Daddy Cool, EJ the Bionic EP, Lil Big Swifty, and the gentleman who looks like he could be EJ's brother. Now,
Ray Jarvis on the board today. Congrats to Manny Rodriguez's brother, and his brother's wife had a baby over the weekend. We're super excited. Manny's spending some time with them. What's up, Friendly?
Okay, I was wondering where Manuelly was. Okay, real quick. And what is a fumble, Maggie? Because when I watched the Bears and Packers game, the Bears fumbled, the Packers recovered, the Bears got the ball. After the play was over, they gave the ball to the Bears. So, who knows? Okay,
Friendly,
real quick.
I don't know what a fumble is. I don't know what a touchdown is. I don't know what I think the NFL, as we know, they've been winging it for years. And by the way, don't sleep on this. I was telling Perloff I was shocked by this. All of a sudden now, replay assist can be wrong? That's a fun plot twist for week 14. Because who on their earth would challenge that in risk of losing a timeout if New York or headquarters has already told you the outcome of the play? Anyway, go ahead, Friendly.
Yeah, Vegas knows the rules. Real quick, Stephanie Stefanski should be tarred and feathered, drawn and quartered, and sent out of town. And please forgive me, and in that order. Shador Sanders yesterday threw for 364 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, ran for 29 yards and a touchdown. Name me 3 quarterbacks that did better. He took that man out. And this is what I was noticing in that game. The whole game, when he's watching Shador Sanders do good, he kept his hands in his pocket, never gave a motion. When Dylan Gabriel's out there, he's talking to him, he's clapping, he's celebrating. This Magsie Malone, This man is doing everything to sabotage this young man's career. And this is just my opinion. Shador Sanders is marketable without the NFL. People say he celebrates. Am I the only one who gets frustrated when I see the Dodgers do that little funky dance on base when they get a base hit and I want to throw a rock at the stadium?
Well, everyone does that, Friendly. You got teams that have a Triton.
That's what I'm trying to say. We're in the time of life now where the celebrations and all that is what people want to see, and I'm all for it. Shador Sanders is a global marketability person, and the NFL is mad because they can't get a hold of what he has off the field. Just my opinion, because what the man did yesterday, Magsie, he deserved to get that 2-point conversion attempt.
Yeah, so Friendly, let me set it up for the audience. Thank you for that. It's just hard. This is one where I don't know if it's a global conspiracy against Shador, but it's starting to look a little weird. I'll give you that. Why do they never let him handle the ball in the low red zone, Pearl? Kevin Stefanski comes up with these funky trick plays. And so after they score the touchdown and they're going for two, instead it was the Judkins gets the direct snap, starts running, doesn't get the handoff to what? Was that Gage Larvadan that he was supposed to do the handoff to? Anyway,
yeah.
Misses the handoff and then throws back into traffic. You know why you're running back throwing that ball? No shot. And obviously it fell short, and Tennessee wins the game. Pearl, I saw this and I'm like, man, Stefanski knows the assignment.
Mm.
Browns need to lose these games because they're trying to tank for next year to get a new quarterback. I'm not alleging like any great conspiracy. I just think they want to lose games because it helps them ultimately in April.
I mean, they did a lot. They did a lot to achieve that goal yesterday because they just lost to the worst team in the league. And by the way, they've been so conservative with Shador. Finally, they let him cook a little bit because they were trailing. But the two previous games, he never got to throw it either.
Nope.
But Dale Gabriel didn't really get to throw the ball downfield either. I'm not sure. I understand what he's saying about it does seem that he's not excited about Shador, but I think that's a little bit of a leap because we don't really know what's going on in the locker room. I know there are a lot of people who think that the Browns are screwing over Shador, but we're not in there. Maybe Stefanski's developing. He looked good yesterday.
He did, especially in the weather. I mean, Shador played in weather because he played in Colorado, but you know, that was a nasty one yesterday with the rain and snow. Not as bad as Buffalo, but still. What's weird about it is Shador, for the most part, has really said the right things. But yesterday, they were asked about that botched two-point conversion play. Said, did you run in practice? They go, yeah, we ran in practice. And how'd it go in practice? It failed. All right. Let's trot it out there against the Titans in crunch time. I don't know. I think Kevin Stefanski gets an attaboy from the front office for that loss yesterday. Coming up next, more NFL.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.